Good morning. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we prepare to meet with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is entitled, In Christ Jesus. And our passage is Ephesians 3, 14 to 21, our prayer for union and love. We're going to read it all completely again as we memorize it for use in our ongoing communion with Jesus. And today we're going to particularly focus on one of the final phrases of the prayer in the doxology, in Christ, or in Christ Jesus. Hear the word of the Lord. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Consider this. Have you slowly been memorizing the prayer for union and love in Ephesians 3, 14 to 21? By repeating the entire passage day after day, we are getting it in our hearts and minds. Let's look at one more phrase in verse 21 before we move on. In Christ Jesus. Many years ago, I visited St. Petersburg, Russia, as part of a team coordinating a national arts festival. On one of our days off, we made our way to an outdoor market where local artisans were selling their crafts. Looking for a gift for my oldest daughter, I was drawn to a set of meticulously painted Matryoshka dolls, better known as Russian nesting dolls. One doll opens in the middle to reveal another, smaller doll. Then another, and so on. This goes on until one gets to the smallest doll. When I read the phrase, in Christ Jesus, as we see it in verse 21, I often think of those nesting dolls. While it is a limited metaphor, as all metaphors are when talking about big theological ideas, being in Christ could be understood to mean we are inside Christ. Using the nesting doll as a simple but helpful visual image, we are nested inside Christ, inside his family, inside his heart, inside his promises, inside his covenant faithfulness, inside his righteousness, inside his care, inside his death, inside his resurrection, inside his love. Like many truths of the Scriptures, there is a level of mystery to all this, but it's a beautiful mystery we must explore to embrace all that living in Christ means for us and for the world God loves. John 3:16. In its shortest and clearest form, we can understand being in Christ as Paul's special way of talking about our union with Jesus, us abiding in Christ, John 15:4-5, and Christ abiding in us, John 15:4 and 17:23. By the Holy Spirit, Paul expands throughout his letters on all the benefits we experience being in this mutual abiding relationship, this participation in the life of Jesus. While we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, let's list just a few New Testament ideas that are connected to being in Christ. Being in Christ means that Jesus is in us and we are in Jesus. John 15:4-5 and 17:23. Being in Christ means we are united with Jesus in his death and resurrection, alive to God and dead to sin. Romans 6:5-11. Being in Christ means we are united with Jesus and are one with him in spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Being in Christ means that we were included in Jesus when we heard the gospel, believed, and were marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1:13. Being in Christ means that we flourish within Jesus' care as we live every aspect of our lives in intimate relationship with him, Acts 17:28. Being in Christ means we are incorporated into the body of Christ, the family of God. We are joined to God's people as one body and are the benefactors of his promises. 1 Corinthians 12, 12-27, Galatians 3:28, Ephesians 3:6. Being in Christ means we are members of Christ himself. 1 Corinthians 6:15, united with him and with one another as the body of Christ. Romans 12, 4-5. Being in Christ means that we are co-heirs with Christ, Romans 8:17, made alive in the second Adam, Jesus, 1 Corinthians 15:22. Being in Christ means we are not condemned to or by sin. We are free from the law of sin and death and live by the law of the Spirit, Romans 8:1. Being in Christ means we are a new creation in him, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Being in Christ means that we are reconciled to God, our sins are not counted against us, and we have the ministry of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians 5:18-19. Being in Christ means that our life is hidden in Jesus and will appear with him in glory, Colossians 3:3-4. Finally, being in Christ means that we are seated with him in heavenly places, experiencing his riches and kindness, Ephesians 2, 6-7. And there is so much more to what it means to be in Christ. We must begin to think differently about who we are, whose we are as we move through this world, my brothers and sisters. Who you are and who I am is someone who is in Christ. As N.T. Wright put it, it's a strange idea to most of us, but for some a very necessary one, that you might begin again from scratch to learn who you are. Let's learn who we are together. With the words, quote, "To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen," end quote, Paul concludes his prayer for union and love. But how did Paul come to see both his and our relationship with Jesus in this in Christ way? We will find some answers in the story of his conversion. coming up next. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you and you are in me. To live in you as you live in me is my heart's desire. Teach me what it means to live in Christ and help me to understand all that is our inheritance as those united with you. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. And the questions. Have you ever thought about the phrase, in Christ? Do you find the idea of being inside Christ helpful? And if so, in what ways? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wilt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.